We're back to Padres Social Hour, broadcasting from the Peoria Sports Complex at San Diego Padres Spring Training.
We're back on Padres Social Hour. Joining me now, first baseman Will Myers. Will, I'm going to jump right in, ask you the question everyone's been waiting to hear from you on. What happened to the Panthers in the Super Bowl, dude?
Well, you know what? I'm not a diehard Panthers fan by any means. I'm definitely a Fairweather fan, so I'll be the first to admit that. But, you know, I pulled for them hard this year, obviously. But, you know, it was just a tough game. Happens, you know, defensive game, whatever. So
It's a good year for the state of Carolina. Panthers, Steph Curry, the Heels might make the Final Four. I think that's good news for you, maybe.
Yeah, big Carolina fan. You know, I'm hoping they can make a run this year. You know, they're very inconsistent, though. You know, it's tough. It's tough to be a fan, but, you know, you just got to pull for them regardless.
Well, they beat my Syracuse Orange twice this
year,
so we'll put that aside.
Yeah. They didn't beat Duke, so that kind of hurt.
All right, let's talk some baseball now.
Okay.
The real thing people are wondering about, the wrist. We've talked to you about it earlier in the spring. You say it feels good. Where is it at?
Yeah, it feels great. It's 100%. It's a normal wrist. You know, everybody keeps asking me about it, but it's just it's healthy, and that's all that matters. All
right, so put the wrist to bed. We're done talking about it.
The wrist is gone.
So that's what we know. We know the wrist is good.
Wrist is
good. We know you're getting a full season at first base.
Full season.
We know that it's your favorite position to play, you've said.
Mm-hmm.
So what we don't know is what your ceiling is, getting a full season at first base. What is your ceiling? How high can you go with all those things working in your favor?
Well, you know, I grew up playing the infield, so, you know, infield is home to me. But, you know, I'm very excited about first base. It's my favorite position I've played in professional baseball so far. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting better over there. And I actually, you know, really enjoy working at it. I enjoy getting better at it. And you know, that's huge just to, you know, just to really enjoy a position that much. So, you know, as far as a ceiling, I don't know. I know I'm pretty good right now. I'm athletic enough to play over there. I got good hands. So, you know, who knows what the ceiling is.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the exciting part of the season,
sure,
too.
Yeah,
because how much does that affect you, right? The focus hitting from the comfortability you have on defense, right?
It's
directly correlated.
Yeah, it'd be great, you know, just to finally have the same position. I know every day, I'm playing first base, and that's it. You know, I think, you know, that definitely helps as far as, you know, hitting's concerned. You know, I don't think it helps me hit, but I think it, you know, puts me in the right mindset. Like, hey, I'm going to be playing first base today, and I'm hitting here, and I know exactly what I'm doing every day. So I think that'll help.
How's it going defensively so far? You had a taste last year. You're working at it this year, but
sure.
You feel comfortable. What's your confidence level there?
It feels good. You know, I mean, obviously this is the first time I've really worked on bunt plays and cutoffs and, you know, things like that. But as far as that's concerned, I've actually picked it up pretty quickly. So, you know, I'm starting to feel very comfortable and looking forward to getting in games tomorrow.
How well can you do a split when you got to really stretch for one?
Yeah, I can definitely do some stretching. You know, luckily I got long arms, so that'll definitely help. But I don't know if I'll do any splits.
People may ask, but I mean, you had some good defensive first basemans blocking you in the past, James Loney in Tampa, for one example. They might ask, if you love this position so much, why didn't you try it earlier?
Well, you know, I never had the opportunity. I went just straight from catcher to outfield and stuck there. That position was always open for me in the minor leagues and also in the big leagues. So, you know, just stuck with that. But, you know, I finally got an opportunity here, and I'm very excited about it.
Let's talk at the dish. The wrist, I mean, they're important to every hitter.
Sure.
But specifically, what were you dealing with last year that kind of took you away from what you wanted to do?
Yeah, you know, I was dealing with the bone spur that was in my wrist. I dealt with that in 14 and 15. 14, I played through it and just was not very good. I just, you know, didn't have it. Last year, I was able, you know, I played the first 40 games at 100% and played very well. And once I got hurt, you know, it's tough to play with something like that. But, you know, even when I came back, I just, you know, didn't, after surgery, just didn't have it. My wrist was weak. My timing was off. You know, it was just a tough situation. But, you know, I think with a healthy year this year, you know, the first 40 games last year is a good look at what I can do on the field.
What are they teaching you now? Because Alan Zinter's in, new hitting coach, and he seems to be a pretty popular guy.
Yeah, he's great. You know, I've been very impressed with him. He's definitely got a clue about, you know, the awareness of hitting, and that's very important. And you know, I like him so far. We haven't really got too much in depth about hitting. You know, I'm sure that'll come as the season progresses. But right now, you know, everything's going well. I like him, and looking forward to learning from him.
A lot of intangible talk in camp this spring. Andy Green keeps talking about leadership and culture. For you, I think a cool intangible thing is the second year effect. This is your second spring training here. Mm-hmm. You feel more comfortable? You feel any different from last year?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, I don't have to learn everybody's name this year. I don't have to learn training staff, strength coaches, players. You know, I know mostly everybody. And that's important. You know, that definitely helps with, you know, coming to the ballpark every day and knowing everybody's name. But, yeah, you know, it's definitely more comfortable. You know, Andy's done a good job so far with making everybody seem more comfortable. So, you know, just think everybody's just excited to get going with games.
You're individually in a unique spot, I think, because you've got the guys like Kemp, Shields, Jay, kind of been around the block a lot.
Sure.
Then you have the new guys coming up trying to make it to through camp. You're kind of in the middle. You've done it, but not too much. How do you think you fit in the clubhouse?
Right in the middle, I guess. I don't know. You know, all the guys, you know, the older guys we have are great. You know, I think they're going to do a great job of leading this team this year. And, you know, our young guys are have a ton of energy, and that's what you need in younger players. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great mix this year. And I think we have a team that's going to really surprise a lot of teams. And, you know, I think everybody's looking forward to that.
I think what a lot of people forget about you is how young you still are. It's kind of the life of the prospect. You get hyped at the beginning, one slump or one injury, people forget about you. Is that tough? Because you're only 25. You got many years to go.
Yeah, I got plenty of time left. You know, it's one of those things. It is frustrating. It's not necessarily frustrating about what you hear from other people. It's more so, you know, I played this game ever since I was 5 years old. In the last 2 years, you know, it's been kind of taken away from me, and that's tough. And, you know, every year that I've played in professional baseball, I've had a great year, except for the years I've been hurt. So I do know that whenever I can stay completely healthy and get 600 at-bats, I'm going to have a great year. And you know, I know that I think 2016 is that year.
What's your downtime like here in Peoria? Spring training, people see the baseball stuff, but that's only part of the day.
Yeah, I mean, rest. I mean, you know, we're here working out every day. You know, we put in long hours. We get up really early. So, you know, guys are going to bed early. You know, I mean, I remember two nights ago I was in bed at 8 o'clock, you know, because I was tired, had to get up early. But you know, as far as spring training concerned, I know a lot of guys play some golf. You know, I haven't done that with my wrist. I want to be careful with that. But you know, when I am healthy, I do like to play some golf out here in Arizona. But other than that, man, just, you know, use your downtime to your advantage, and you know, just take it easy.
We got to get your take on the definitive story of the offseason, the Chipotle scandal. What, you're a big fan, what's your brand loyalty like right now?
The same. I don't care. I mean, they didn't make it to the East Coast. I'm not worried about it.
I'm with you on that. Everyone freaks out. It's just a couple cases here and there. It's fine. All right, Will, man, thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing what you can do this spring now that you're healthy. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So, Will Myers not worried about the Chipotle scandal, and I think rightfully so, but he is not worried, but looking forward to getting this season underway because he's finally healthy, like he said, 100% the wrist, he said, a non-starter. He shied away from what his ceiling could be numbers-wise. Bill, how much production do you think he can give the Padres healthy?
Well, a healthy Will Myers last year at the start of the season was the Padres' most productive hitter. Led the team in runs scored, was close in RBIs. I think Will Myers could have a really breakout season if he stays healthy, and I expect he will.
He thinks so, too. We're going to find out what you think a little bit more about Will when Randy Jones comes on next. And anytime Randy and Bill get together, you know it's a good time. So stay tuned for that. But first, folks, Major League Baseball All-Star Week is coming to San Diego this July 8th through the 12th. Register now for the chance to purchase tickets at allstargame.com. Registration ends April 20th. Bill, Randy, and me after this on Padres Social Hour.
The Padres are getting ready for the 2016 season, and we'll be right back to talk about it more from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona at Padres Spring Training.